China cries discrimination, scolds Australia for rejecting Huawei 5G network. By Simon Kent on February 17, 2020. Australia's decision to join the US and ban Huawei from any participation in a national 5G network remains a sore point or thorny issue between the two countries. The Chinese ambassador alleged Monday, adding discrimination against a Chinese company lies at the core of the dispute. Cheng Jingye dismissed concerns Huawei may pose a threat to Australia's national security given its known links to the communist Chinese government, and said Australia's ban was politically motivated. It is, he told local outlet Sky News. I mean, it is a discrimination against the Chinese company. At the same time, it doesn't serve the best interest of the Australian companies and consumers. I mean, as far as I know, the Huawei company in Australia, they have, tried in every means to talk with the Australian authorities to explore what security risks or concerns you have. And also they have pledged, I think publicly, to conclude a no backdoor agreement. The telecommunications giant was banned in August 2018 from joining Australia's 5G rollout due to security concerns. The then Turnbull Conservative coalition government chose to follow the US lead and say no to Huawei. The US has since been pressing nations to deny Huawei access to 5G networks and alleged the company's equipment could be used by Beijing for spying, which the Chinese firm has repeatedly denied. In May, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order barring U.S. companies from using telecommunications equipment made by companies posing a national security risk, as Breitbart News reported. The Trump administration also added Huawei to its trade blacklist, citing national security concerns. The question of whether Huawei's 5G equipment could contain backdoors allowing access to Chinese spying has been dividing countries in the Five Eyes intelligence sharing network, which includes the United States, UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Britain has taken a less firm line compared to other countries in the group, with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying Huawei's 5G products could be used in less sensitive areas. In an exclusive Breitbart London video, Benedict Rogers, the founder of Hong Kong Watch, said that decision is one of the worst and most unwise decisions in recent times. If Boris Johnson goes ahead with allowing Huawei access to our 5G infrastructure, it is going to leave all of us open to our data, even our basic freedoms being vulnerable to the Chinese Communist Party, warned Rogers. The Huawei decision by the UK has been widely panned in the US, with critics saying any deal with a company so closely tied to the Chinese Communist Party could damage trade and security agreements between Britain and America. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.